Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 26th of August of the year 2020, which is day 238 of this year, or 239 if this year is a leap year, which it is. So it's the 239th day of this year, and boy, are my arms tired. Your guest today on the podcast is the Comandante of the People's Republic of the People United. Welcome to the show, Nato Green.
Hey, Alice. Hey, posters. You know, sometimes the revolution, you just get into a little bit of a sad patch.
Oh, no.
And you take some time just to, like, be with your feelings and, you know, grieve the inevitable ups and downs of insurgency and, you know, listen to some slow jams and just take a minute, you know, breathe through it.
I mean, Nato, has this got anything to do with your ignominious defeat in that recent battle on the docks?
You know, it's not so much the fact that we were defeated, but that it was so decisive and lopsided. It was disappointing. I thought we were going to put on a better show, but the forces of reaction, you know, they were preparing for war and we were preparing for brunch.
People do talk a big game on social media these days. I feel like there's a lot of brunch revolutionaries who aren't there for the lunch revolution, if you know what I mean. Later today, our top story will be campaign strategy news brought to you by Nato Green. And Nato, I'm expecting you to be right on top of campaign strategy in this moment of rest and reflection that you are presented with, currently imprisoned as you are in the local fortress. So that will be your top story. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. In the news today, Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison has said he is deeply sorry about mistakes made during the coronavirus pandemic in Australia. The second subclause of that phrase is, of course, missing there, with Mr. Morrison using the modern public announcement formal mode of English. He's saying mistakes made by the government, but the "by the government" is silent. Mistakes were made. Prime Minister Morrison then went on to announce that he will be continuing to play disappointed dad in press conferences, as it seems to be working for him. Polling numbers agree that disappointed dad is a much better look for Prime Minister Scott Morrison than his trying to be cool phase was, or when he pretends he's an average bloke who's just like you, you filthy lowlifes. And meanwhile, in America, the post-lockdown rat armies of New York are demanding a senator after their rapid evolution and growth during the coronavirus. The rat armies, having grown large and strong, recently developed weaponry and are demanding a say in the running of the country. Nato Green, have you got anything to say to the rat armies there?
Yeah, I think that they need to focus on participating in conventional channels of the political process, the proverbial New Hampshire town meeting, to let democracy run its course. I think they should, you know, start small, maybe try to run an alderman or something of that nature, you know, a zoning board,
yep,
and then work their way up.
That's all the time we have for the news stories that we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because you've got to buy your way out of despair. It's become clear that COVID is not going away anytime soon, isn't it, fam?
Aww.
Here at Half a Glass of Water Incorporated, we're focused on doing everything we can to make being COVID safe a part of everyday life, whatever stage of restrictions you're living with. Tip one, don't sneeze into your mask, but don't take off your mask to sneeze. If you need to sneeze, just hold it in until you rupture something like your grandma said you would. Tip 2. If you're wearing a mask, wink at strangers to make up for the fact that they can't see that you have a mouth. Tip 3. Don't try to drink half a glass of water through a mask, you idiot. Instead, wait until you're in a mask-free zone, or use an elaborate series of bendy straws to get your half glass worth of water when needed. And that's your mask tips, brought to you by The Last Post and Half a Glass of Water.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. Top story today, campaign strategy news brought to you by the campaign strategist himself, military mastermind Nato Green. What's happening in the world of campaign strategy right now?
Well, Alice, it's home stretch until Election Day in America. And because of COVID and the crisis of the global pandemic combined with the American government's inept response, which is a combination of see no COVID, speak no COVID, breathe no COVID, a lot of the typical methods of campaigning are not available right now. There are no campaign rallies, there's not door knocking, state fairs, photo ops, all the shit people usually do to win elections. So it's gotten really weird. How weird, you ask? Instead of campaign rallies and door knockings, Trump's polling numbers have gotten very bad. It's so bad, in fact, that he seems to be trying to win the election by destroying the post office so that people can't mail in their ballots and can only vote by going to their nearest polling place, which is set up to be like going to a rave circa 1991, where you're only allowed to vote if you can find a payphone and then page a guy and go to another corner and give a different guy a can of Jolt Cola, even though that company went bankrupt in 2009. And then you have to wear a leotard and corduroy overalls and Doc Martens and drive your Toyota Cressida 35 miles away down a dirt road to find the rave slash polling place where you can't fill out your ballot until you've taken ecstasy and it's already dawn. It's getting weird. How weird, you ask?
How weird?
So weird that every time something f***ed up happens, people post on media, gee, I didn't have that on my 2020 bingo card. It's so weird. Everyone in America is playing this f***ed up Armageddon bingo. My grandma didn't play this kind of bingo. Oh, honey, I got people dying from getting COVID at COVID parties. A guy growing a synthetic penis on his elbow. Kanye West on the ballot in Ohio as a spoiler for Joe Biden. Federal agents disappearing protesters from the streets of Portland, Oregon. I got bingo. What did I win? A horrific death on a ventilator by myself. Yay.
Oh, no.
It's getting weird. How weird, you ask?
How weird?
So weird. So weird that Nate Silver can't confidently predict the election outcome because his statistical model of aggregating polling data can't account for the now very real possibility that Trump will refuse to concede the election and there will be armed white supremacists fighting in the streets with black cowboys. Trump asks reasonably, why try to win an election in reality when you could just say you won? Fake it till you make it has worked so far. What are liberals going to do? Start an online petition to object? Call him orange again? It's getting weird. How weird, you
ask? How weird?
It's so weird that conservatives have actually decided that a winning argument in a close contested election to unite a divided nation is to say that the only plausible explanation for a wet pussy is a medical condition, like bacterial vaginosis. So I don't know if you've missed this, Alice, but there's a new video out called WAP, which stands for Wet Ass Pussy, by Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion. Obviously, Cardi B is short for Cardi Bay, which is pig Latin for Bacardi, named for the mayor of Santiago de Cuba after the Spanish-American War drove the Spanish from Cuba, and also rum. And Megan Thee Stallion is a rapper who takes her name from the classic Martin Buber book, I and Thee Stallion, referring to a concrete encounter in which two beings meet one another in their authentic existence of twerking in a pool of jello without any qualification or objectification. And the WAP video is so popular and so raunchy, it was viewed 80 million times in the first week.
Jeez.
And there's a lot of reasonable responses to a song about wet pussy. It could be, this makes me feel some things, and I need time for myself. That's a common response. Or, this is not for me. That's a fine response.
Legitimate.
But because things are so weird right now, the right-wing response in America, literally, to this video is, well, actually, this is false. Pussies don't get wet unless they're broken. There are conservatives online. So my unscientific understanding is that an aroused woman's vagina can get moist.
Uh-huh.
And so what conservative men are telling us is that they have no firsthand experience of a woman being so turned on in their presence that their body had the normal physiological response. And they thought that declaring that out loud in public was the way to win the culture war.
I've seen this argument online. I saw a man argue that no woman actually enjoys sexual encounters at all, and all women just do it for pretensies and in order to attain a mate that they then lock down for the purposes of raising children, and they never participate in sex for fun or pleasure. And it makes you want to give, simultaneously, it makes you want to give these people a hug because, like, oh, sweetheart, I'm so sorry that your relationships have been so bad, but also not want to touch them with a 10-foot pole.
You know, and for some of these people, it's like you want to sort of figure out how to, like, slip a note to their wives of, like, you know, blink twice if you need someone to break you out and make you come super hard. Like,
blink
if you want to do that on the town
hall. Like me to send you a magic wand.
Right. There are tools you can use.
Just stick a dildo on a Roomba. Well, that's all the time we have for your top story right now, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. And remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. This letter comes in from Kyle. Dear Alice and guest of dubious repute. That's you today, NATO, and a real understatement of your repute, which is, I think, both bloodthirsty and extremely administrative. Why are so many of the guests on The Last Post disgraced? The roster of regular contributors includes both a disgraced former Home Secretary and a disgraced yoga instructress. I assume it's only a matter of time until Nish Kumar becomes disgraced in the world of health gurus. I would very much prefer to see future guests on The Last Post that are exclusively graced or possibly super graced. Yours sincerely, Kyle. Kyle, so many of the guests on The Last Post are disgraced because it's extremely difficult to live in the modern world without achieving some level of disgrace or cancellation. And, you know, as with Paradise Lost by Milton, you're always more interested in the devil, aren't you? He's a bit of a looker, that devil, I assume. NATO, have you got any response to this?
I don't really appreciate the letter from disgraced letter writer Kyle.
Well, that's all the time we have. And again, thank you for writing in, Kyle, even though it was a stupid letter. You too can write a letter to the editor by emailing us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. A big hello to our listeners in the other dimension. Please go back into our feed and find out what happened in the past. If you enjoy our podcast, do tell your friends. That's the only way we keep our heads above water, and by heads in water, we mean paying our bills. Your guest today on the podcast was Mr. Nato Green. Nato, have you got anything to plug?
I do. I have a new series out. It's called Laughter Against the Machine. It is streaming on Means TV, the first worker-owned post-capitalist subscription streaming service. It is a series in which me and fellow comedians W. Kamau Bell and Janine Brito travel the country, entertaining the troops on the front lines of the fight for justice.
Yes, from each according to his abilities, to each according to his Wi-Fi speed. The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. Go back into our feed to find Nato Green episodes because they are all brilliant. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and bedazzled subordinate producer is Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher. And I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.